principles that wherever the settings are of the amplifier, there's reverb in this model, and that should be turned on. Echo reverb should be made to zero. And the second thing is, why are all the windows open? Why don't we open all the windows to open up? Can this door be open now? Yeah. Next thing is the cell phones, which can all be turned off or silent. A big difference. I just pressed the little button. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text 39. Kulakshaye pranashanti kula dharma sanatanama dharme nashte kulam kritsnam adharmo vibhavatyuta. With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion. In the system of the Varnashram institution, there are many principles of religious traditions to help members of the family grow properly and attain spiritual values. The elder members are responsible for such purifying processes in the family, beginning from birth to death. But on the death of the elder members, such family traditions of purification may stop, and the remaining younger family members may develop irreligious habits and thereby lose their chance for spiritual salvation. Therefore, for no purpose should the elder members of the family be slain. Om Ajnana Timiran Hasya Janjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Gena Bhutale Kayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chaitanya Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahana Bhagavatam Pitam Stam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Bhagavatam Pitam Stam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam. Hare Krishna, Purana Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpa Devi, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Nostite, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Prashavanam Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Vancha Kopatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindho Prayevacha, Paditanam Kavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vaishnavi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kula Kshaye Pranashanti, Kula Dharma Sanatana, Dharme Nashte. Harmenashte kulam kritsnam adharmo vivavati.
This can go up a little. Okay, there we go.
That's good. Yeah. Here in the first chapter, Arjuna is giving his reasons why it would be wrong for him to fight.
Okay, give this a little more.
He's giving his reasons why it would be wrong to fight. Very noble reasons.
Kula kshaye pranashanti kula dharma sanatana.
The war will result in the destruction of the family and its traditions. Kula dharma means the family traditions. In the Varnashram system, the spiritual tradition should be conveyed from each generation to the next. Or we can say culture. Culture ultimately means spiritual culture, otherwise culture is not actually culture. What goes by the name culture today is the culture of degradation. The parents are sense gratifiers and they teach the importance of sense gratification to their children. It's important to get an education so that you can make good money and gratify your senses. And this is conveyed. That's called Kaitava Dharma. Dharma Kaitava. Dharma Prakriti Kaitava Chakrama. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, Kaitava Dharma is rejected. Cheating religion. What is that cheating religion? Srila Sridhar Swami comments. That cheating religion is that set of religious principles aimed at economic development, sense gratification, and perhaps ultimately liberation. He says this is cheating religion. Some religious rituals by which we'll get prosperity, by which we'll gratify our senses. And once our senses are gratified, once we're hopeless about gratifying the senses, maybe in old age when the senses can't get very much gratification, then we'll seek liberation. He says, this is cheating. Paramasya and Japavargasya. The human life is not meant for satisfying the senses. It's meant for freedom from material existence. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Life should be maintained just for spiritual advancement, not for the life of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The modern religion is maintained for its contribution to happy material affairs. Religion is good if it promotes peace in society, because if there's peace in society, we'll gratify our senses. Religion is good if it promotes good work ethic, because if there's a good work ethic, there'll be prosperity in human society. Religion is good for its utility in improving the state of material affairs. That's cheating religion. Religion is not meant for making this a better world in which to live permanently. This world is not meant for permanent residence. Religion teaching how to live in prison forever is not religion. Material world is the goddess of the material world is Durga Devi.
Is she here? Of course she's here. Everybody's here. Where is she? There she is.
She's in charge of the prison. Prison in this material. Durga means fortress. Durga, where it's very difficult to go out from. She's in charge of the prison. And if we're thinking how to make the prison life more pleasant, and that's our religion, that's foolishness, that's cheating religion. If we get money, then we can enjoy our senses. No. And finally, the liberation of becoming God, becoming one with the Supreme. I'm just reminded that there are some cheaters, and they're celebrated as great religious figures or as incarnations of God, because they can produce some gold, they can give some blessings by which your health will be restored or your business will improve. In Kali Yuga, such charlatans are honored as being Bhagavan. This is Kali Yuga. Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. It's not even worthy of the name of religion. It's simply foolishness institutionalized with some religious symbolism, religious rituals. But actually it's foolishness to elect some rascal as God and worship him as God is the business of the first-class fools. The God, that sort of God is a cheater, and the people who follow him are being cheated. That kind of religion is kicked out in Bhagavatam. From the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam says, kicked out. No cheating religion wanted here. Oh, this kind of religion. But the actual religious principles are meant to be handed down from generation to generation. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan abhiyam vivasvan manave prahu manave ikshakave brahi. In the fourth chapter, Lord Krishna says, I spoke this science of Bhagavad Gita to Vivashan, the sun god. Vivashan Manave Prava. Vivashan taught it to his son, Manu. Manu Ikshakave Praveet. And Manu spoke it to his son, Ikshaku, the forefather of Lord Ramchandra. So the evam prampra praptam imam raja shayobhidam. In this way it was coming down in family tradition from father to son to grandson down to the generations of sages. This message of Bhagavad Gita was being transmitted. Sakalaneham hata yoga dashtaparat. But over some time, the message was lost. And therefore, Krishna came to rearticulate this message, to speak it again to Arjuna. Bhaktosi ne saka cheti rahasyam hetu uttam. Because Arjuna was a devotee of the Lord and the Lord's friend. Therefore, he could understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. That means that everyone should be a devotee of Krishna. Krishna says, Bhavavad Bhakta, become my devotee. Sarva dharma pratyaja. All your other so-called dharma, pratyaja, should be given up. Cheating dharma should be given up. Dharma for the sake of artha, for the sake of kama, for the sake of even moksha, should be given up. Mama ekam sharanam, and one should surrender exclusively to Krishna. That's religion. That's actually religion. Dharma nishakshat, bhagavat pranitam. Religion means to do what the Bhagavan says. That's religion. Anything else is cheating religion. I'll do what I want. I'll find something here, find something there, pick and choose, make my own religion. Now, that's like making my own law book. Cut and paste and make my own law book. No. The law book is given by the state. And religion is given by Bhagavan. Dharma, Nishakshat, Bhagavan, Kanita. And Bhagavan says, Mam Ekam Sharanam, surrender to me, Krishna. Ekam, Om. Kamai Staisthir Pitta Gyana Prabhupada Nityananda. What to speak of being religious, Krishna says, those who are surrendering to Anya Devata, other gods and goddesses, are hrtagyana, bereft of intelligence. Because they're impelled by material desires to worship some secondary deity, not the personality of God. Hrtagyana. So it's the duty of the leaders of the family to set the example of devotional service to Krishna. Just as we find that in the family of the Pandavas, the whole dynasty was dedicated to Krishna. Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, everyone. Then next generation, Abhimanyu, next generation, Parikshit Maharaj, to whom Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. That's the actual religious principle. That life should be molded in such a way that all the family members become devotees of Krishna. What is that? Gurur sasyat, janineen sasyat, tatan sasyat. One should not become a guru, one should not become a father, one should not become mother, one should not become husband, one should not become king. Namochiyaya samupekcha mrityam. Unless one can save those under one's charge from the clutches of birth and death. That's the duty of the senior members of the family. Not simply to give economic advice, this is how you run a business. not simply to give medical advice, how to take care of the baby, not simply to give marital advice, here's how to make your marriage go next. Real messages, how to make the whole life successful by dedication to Krishna. Because by surrendering to Krishna, one gets free from the illusory energy and goes back home, back to God. Unless one can save those under one's charge, one shouldn't become father, mother, anything. Because that means responsibility. Unless we can take the responsibility, just like president, unless I can discharge the duties of president, I have no business running for office. Just to sit in the post and cheat the citizens, pick their pockets. I have to be able actually to perform the duties of the president. Similarly, if I'm going to become a father, if I'm going to become a mother, I have to be able to perform the duties of father and mother. That duty is to save the child from the clutches of birth and death. How to do that? Will I fight off death with a sword? Surrender to Krishna. Yajaratrati Shreshtas. Tattare Etarojana. Sayat Pramanam Kurute. Logos Tatanavartate. The children will very quickly pick up what they see their parents doing. If the parents are meat eaters, the children will be meat eaters. If the parents are sense gratifiers, the children will be sense gratifiers. Parents are watching television, children are watching television. Whatever the example set by the parents, the children will follow. Similarly, if the parents are chanting Hare Krishna, the children very easily chant Hare Krishna. Parents are worshipping the deities, the children want to worship the deities. Whatever the example set by the parents, the children will pick up naturally. Not that because the parents are saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that, but the parents are doing the opposite. Children are not so stupid. They see that he's telling me I shouldn't smoke, but he's smoking. He's saying, don't drink, and he's drinking. He's saying, you should be devoted to God, but he's devoted to his television set. The children are not so, they're acutely aware of hypocrisy. Children can spot hypocrisy from a long way off. Why should I do it if you're not doing it? No, at once, note the discrepancy. And then do as I say, not as I do. The child says, why? Therefore, the parents have the duty to actually be engaged in the service of the Lord. Then the children will follow. And by following, they'll be free from clutches of mind. And Prabhupada told that his father was a great devotee of Krishna. So Prabhupada said that he automatically picked up everything from his father. Of course, Prabhupada had his own transcendental position, but he spoke in that way. That from my father, I learned it. So the duty is there. Those who are the senior members, those who are the adults, the fathers, the grandfathers, they have to set the example of being always engaged in Krishna's service. family tradition, not that the kula atarna, that the family is engaged in irreligion generation after generation. They should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. The elder members should not be engaged in sense gratification for their final days. The elderly members especially are meant for spiritual activities. In childhood, there's the brahmacharya ashram, study and formation of character. In youth, there's married life, family affairs. Then next stage is vanaprastha ashram, to become detached from business, detached from sex, detached from material comfort and enjoyment, and engaged more in spiritual activities, in the service of Krishna. Not to try to drag out the activities of youth into old age and somehow enjoy sense gratification till the fag end. The older members are men for detachment. Men and women, both. Detachment from material illusion. The illusion of enjoyment. The illusion that we can go on living and go on living and go on living in this material world. The human life is meant for spiritual realization. And at the time of death, everything is tested. At the end of life, one should be so fixed that one's mind will be focused on Krishna, and the result will be that one will go back home, back to God. And that, we have to mold our life in such a way. Therefore, if life lasts, say, one lifetime is 100 years, first 25 years should be for student life, next 25 years, married life, then from the age of 50, retired life, vanaprastha, and finally the last 25 years can be sannyas, completely renounced. This is Sanatan Dharma. We hear Sanatan Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, but people don't actually mean Sanatan Dharma, they mean Sanatan Kama. How to gratify the senses up to the end of life. That's that. Dharma. Sanatan Dharma means this division. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha. And this is culture. Culture means that there should be the proper activities for the Brahmins. Sama, Dhamma, Tapa, Shaucham, Shanti, Arjuna. They should be very pure and future. And the Kshatriyas should be very strong in protecting religious principles. Sauryam, Tejo, Jyotir, Daksham, Yudhe, Chapyapalaya. Dhamma, generous. Ishwarapad, take charge mentality. And the Vaishyas should see to maintaining the land, protecting the animals. The basic principle of material prosperity is agriculture, not factories and hellish enterprises, not exploitation of the land for acres and acres and acres of cash crops, but utilization of the land to grow food. Annam bhavati bhutani. The real necessity of human life is food. And the business of the Vaishyas is to see if the land is properly used to be productive for providing the basic necessities of life. And the cows are properly protected. The cows are giving milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, everything. Ghee. And the last section, the Shudras, can be engaged in assisting everyone else. They all have their duties. And to be properly engaged in one's prescribed duty is a necessary component of culture. A Brahmin should act as a Brahmin. A Kshatriya should perform the duties of a Kshatriya. Vaishya should perform the duties of a Vaishya. And the Shudra also should perform his prescribed duties. Then intersecting these four divisions, the Brahmachari life, the proper activities for the Brahmachari, proper activities for the householder. Householder life, there are various duties to be performed for spiritual advancement. It's not simply drinking a cup of coffee, going off to work, being engaged in material activities, and then coming back home and watching television. That's not family life. That's not the grihastha ashram. That's grihamedi ashram. Simply working hard during the day. Deva charite haya rajan kutumba padaneva nidraya priyate bhaktam yavavane javavaneha. Sukadeva Goswami said, this is the materialistic life of the householder, or the life of the materialistic householder. During the night, sleeping, or having sex. If possible, having sex. If there's no sex, then might as well go to sleep. At night, wasting time, sleeping, or in sex indulgence. And during the day, where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Or kutumba varane, spending money for family household maintenance. In this way, the materialistic person lives a false kind of householder life. The actual householder life means that one has to work to maintain oneself, but these spiritual activities are crucial. Everything is actually done for the satisfaction of Krishna. Even in the household affairs, if there's any social function, if there's any anything, it's in relationship to Krishna. There are different samskaras to be performed. Beginning with the Garbhadhana Samskar for beginning good children. And for different steps along the way, beginning of education and so on. Up to the point of death. For purification of one's existence. These are the necessary activities of culture, spiritual culture. Not this degraded modern way of life. In India, the culture was done in such a way that in all activities one would remember Krishna. From the very beginning, even some big man, you try to reach him in the morning and, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Birla is performing his puja. Not that, no, I'm sorry, it's too early, he's still in bed. No, I'm sorry, it's too late, he had his coffee and he's driven off. No, first thing was how to worship Krishna. First thing. And the last thing also is how to worship Krishna. In the evening, they would gather for Krishna Katha to hear Mahabharata, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, so that the whole atmosphere would be spiritualized. About Swayambhuva Manu said, he would fall asleep hearing the glories of the Lord at night. Last thing. Now this is the actual Kula Dharma. How the whole family becomes Krishna conscious. How the whole family becomes Krishna conscious. The senior members teach the junior members, and then they hand things over. Not that the senior members hang on, micromanaging the affairs of the next generation and imagining that they themselves are necessary or everything will go to hell. They're meant to hand things over and go off to Vrindavan, off to Mayapur, off to some place where they'll be engaged in the service, completely in the service of personality of Godhead, and let the next generation run the affairs. That by now they should be trained materially and spiritually. So Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmacharya, Grihastha, then Vanaprastha, retired for spiritual advancement, and sannyas for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. This is the actual Sanatan Dharma. This is actually Sanatan Dharma. So Arjuna is complaining that, Krishna, if I have to kill all of these family members, then the tradition of spiritual culture, which is handed down from one generation to the next, will be finished. And then, adharma vibhavatuta, adharma will flourish, irreligion. The argument is quite sober, actually. But actually it's an argument for adharma itself, because he wants to escape from his prescribed duty. These are all excuses. His duty is to fight. As a kshatriya, he's duty-bound to fight. And Krishna also wants him to fight. But he's looking to escape on some plea. Yeah, oh, what about dharma? He doesn't know what dharma is. He's thinking, to give up my prescribed duty out of sentiment for my family members is dharma. But Krishna says, no, you have to perform your duty in Krishna consciousness. You have to be freed from this bodily conception of life. This is my cousin, this is my uncle, this is my grandfather. You have to be prepared to kill them. That's your time. Kill your grandfather. Kill your teacher. Kill your brothers. Kill your cousins. That's your time. Why? Because you're a kshatriya. And because they're aggressors. Because all other attempts have failed to bring about peace. So now it's your duty to have to fight. And very skillfully you're trying to avoid the fighting by talking about dharma, by talking about religion, by talking about family values, by talking about this and that. Now Krishna will say, these are all very good arguments, but only a person who's foolish would make them. That will find them in the second chapter. All right, any questions? Generally, if the parents behave properly, the children will follow suit.
Often we notice the opposite is true, that the parents behave properly and the children still the opposite. And conversely, that some devotees are made from the most degraded families.
Yeah, that may happen. Hiranyakashipu wasn't a pure devotee. And yet Prabhupada Maharaj became ideal by association. Prahlad Maharaj got the association of Narayana. Therefore, one has to be very careful that we follow the principles of Krishna consciousness for getting good children. And then they have to be protected from the bad association. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada was not appreciative of the modern educational system, where the boys and girls are trained to become cats and dogs. Prabhupada called it a slaughterhouse. They learn accounting, they learn business, they learn history, physics, this, that. But beyond that, they learn how to become cats and dogs. I have one devotee friend who is attending very good college in Manipal, South India. Not this friend, a different friend. And he was telling me how the students are doing everything that they do in the Western universities. Drugs, cat and dog sex. And the parents are paying money. How their culture can be spoiled by that association. Four years of college and you're finished. Bad association. Therefore one has to be, if you're not already finished by high school and before that, that was Hiranyakashipu's school. How to teach the kids how to be little bluffers, cheaters, demons. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj spoiled the whole school. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. A bad association. The children should be protected from bad association. That the parents have to look at that. Very careful.
I once received a reply to a letter, and the person told me that we in the Hare Krishna movement were anti-educated.
I can't hear. Hold on. Could we turn off that cell phone, please? You have to turn it, switch it on.
I want to see the reply to the letter. I want to know what the letter was about.
You have to speak right into
the letter. I want to write the letter. I want to know the details about the letter, what I wrote in the letter. But anyway, the person wrote back to me and said to me, we in the Christian movement are anti-education.
Hmm. Someone said that we in the Hare Krishna movement are against education, that we're anti-education. No, we're anti-degradation. We're anti-degradation. You call it education, we call it degradation. How to be trained to work your whole life for sense gratification. That's not education. Rajavidya, Rajabhujam. But we're not anti-education. This is actual education. Raja Vidya, king of education. Adhyatma Vidya, Vidya Nam. Krishna says of all kinds of education, I'm spiritual education. An educated person, he doesn't know whether he's the body or something else. What kind of education? He thinks he's this body. And he's educated. He's got a PhD, and he's thinking that the body and the self are one. What kind of education does he have? How to drink, how to smoke, how to mix with women. That education. I was at in Berkeley, California. University of California at Berkeley is one of the best schools in the United States. It's more difficult to get into UC Berkeley than it is to get into Harvard. Very top school. And I happened to be walking on the campus early in the morning. And just the beginning of the term was there. And there was a little orientation booklet for the new students, you know, a little pamphlet, not pamphlet, 20 pages or something. Just students to get acquainted with the university and so on. And it's this and that, student affairs building is here, and the cafes are here. And there was one big page, how to be careful about the cults. Cults means like Hare Krishna. And watch out for anyone who's teaching a spiritual message. Then the next page, two-page spread, how to see whether or not homosexual life is for you. Where are the gay bars? How to try it on, you know, how to meet people and kind of, you know, what's step one, what's step two, what's step three. And, you know, it's not for everyone, but if it you try it out and if it suits you, then that's you. The parents are spending like $15,000 a year to send their kid to learn how to become a fag. So yes, we are in one sense anti-education, and for very good reasons. We're in favor of real education, and we're against the so-called education, which is meant for degrading, spoiling the human form of life, simply for sense gratification. Something else? Yes.
One of the concepts that you really got in that video was the concept of prescribed duty, especially in terms of Vaishnava Dharma and how it fits in Tantric right now, which might not really fit in completely into the whole system in terms of brahmachari, grihastha, or the other form. So I wonder, for practicing devotee, what becomes our prescribed duty?
What is that? Less. Oh, it's sort of exploding there. Practicing devotees, what are our prescribed duties? Okay. If I got the question right, things are not exactly on the varnashram track in society today. And so, for devotees, especially in householder life, you know, what should be any life, what should be prescribed duties? Of course, the first prescribed duty is to be a devotee. Manmana pavamad bhaktam madhyajin manmaskar.
chant Hare Krishna, engage in devotional service. But apart from that, this Varnashram Dharma, as follows, as far as possible, should be followed. A student should live as a student. Family people should live as family people. Older people should retire. Still older, they should renounce the material world. There are duties for the students. There are duties for the householders. There are duties for the retirement. So these duties we should accept. It's not that we distribute the books that talk about it, but we ourselves don't give a damn about it. We ourselves should follow. Brahmacharya Gurukule. We should see that the children are actually trained in spiritual culture. Not that just that they go to a good school and they get a good education and they become good karmis. But they should actually get the real values of spiritual life. Komara Acharya, from the beginning, from 5 years of age, they should be trained. Before that also, but particularly systematically from 5 years of age, they should be trained. Brahmachari Gurukule. Not to live like the spoiled students of Kali Yuga. I go sometimes to Oxford, where maybe the most prestigious university in the world, Oxford University. And typical, just on the schedule, there's the academic stuff, and then there's the drinking programs. It's part of life for the students to drink and act degraded. It's kind of like expected that if you're a student, you have to get in your good share of degradation before you're too old for it. You know, if you're like 22 and you're not drinking, smoking, woman hunting, and prostituting yourself, something's wrong. So actual education, student life means something very different from that. Householder life means something very different from the materialistic householder life, aimed at sleeping, sex, eating nicely, watching television and movies, and wasting one's time. It's meant for spiritual culture, ashram, grahastha ashram. The home of the grahastha should be a spiritual place. Then vanaprastha ashram, then sannyas. Of course, in Kali Yuga, things are all mixed up. Brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, duties are all skewed. But as far as possible, we should follow this system and make up for any discrepancies by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Or we should make our real business the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, and then other things may land as they land. Okay? Something else? Most important thing in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. That will purify the atmosphere, whatever. We may not be able to bring things back to the Vedic standard. But chanting of Hare Krishna will do everything. Therefore, very seriously, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. I'll just follow right along.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being here this evening.
not really